lead with 12:58 to play, and then it seemed like everything that could go wrong did. Watching from your perspective, why do you think things ended up going the way they did?
Well, it was a combination of things. First thing is we turned the ball over against their pressure, and you know they were able to get set up in their press, and we turned it over. We missed four free throws there. I think we're up 4 points and missed four straight free throws, and then I think we actually went like two of our last nine, or maybe two of our last 10. And before that, we were doing well from the line, and then we couldn't kind of get some stops or rebounds. And, we got heavy-footed. They were getting second chances, and we were a little slow reacting on defense. And, we just – we're trying to grow as a team, and we got to be more resilient. And, we got knocked back there for a second. That happens in the game. But we didn't show resiliency and belief that we're going to still do it. Ike hit a big shot there to put us back up one. With about a couple minutes to go, and we just, could not show enough resiliency and stops and things like that to be able to get the win.
Game plan, I know you were focused on taking away the three ball from Georgia State, and they shot 27%. They were 7 out of 26. But where do you think the difficulties came in trying to stop the basketball from getting to the rim?
Well, they can spread you out because they shoot it so well. And, sometimes you want to take away everything, but you can't. But we got out of our stance. They did some hesitation stuff, and they kept on going to the rim, and they got good guys who can drive the ball. But with all that being said, it wasn't the drives to the rim. It wasn't the threes. I thought the main thing that was the problem was us not rebounding and giving them second chances, because we had held them 38%, and if we got a lot of the first shot misses, they probably shot 32 or 33%.
You got the Bama schools coming in next weekend. You've already seen them. You beat Troy, fell to South Alabama last weekend. Time that you have to get ready for them, what will be the points of focus?
Well, this is going to test our guys now. And I, what I just told them is, we got knocked down in the game. We didn't get back up. And we did not do it. And so now this game hurts. We had our chances to win, and it didn't finish the deal. And so it's going to test the team. You got knocked down. So are you going to be the type of guy who stays on the ground, or are you going to be resilient and get back up? Because it's going to be basketball or basketball games. It's going to be life, too. It's going to knock you down. So we got to show some resiliency. We got to show some toughness, some togetherness. And we'll regroup. We got some high-character guys. They're disappointed. Everybody in a game like this, wishes they could have done something different. And then including myself, and then try to bit of fix some things. So we'll bounce back, and hopefully we'll play well next week, because it doesn't get any easier.
Mark, appreciate it. We'll see you Monday at Eagle Creek.
Okay, thank you.
That's head coach Mark Bynes on the Ford Locker Room Wrap-Up. Colin Lacey and I are back after this to wrap things up and set up next week for you. 82-77 is the 5-point loss to State from Learfield, IMG College.